spring blooming bulbs and warm season lawns. Michelle Wisdom presenting.
Thank you, Dr. Fontenier, for your introduction. I'm Michelle Wisdom. I'm a graduate student at the University of Arkansas, and I'm here today to talk to you about early spring blooming bulbs in warm season lawns. As most of us know, there are over 20 million hectares of managed turf grasses in the United States. This is a significant part of our environment and one that will only increase as we continue to urbanize. Managed turfgrass areas are land that might be used to feed pollinators. So this is a great picture of the two major warm season turfgrasses that we use in Arkansas. On the left, we have zoysia grass, and on the right, we have Bermuda grass. And in Arkansas, warm season lawns can experience a dormancy period. So some of you may remember several years ago, Dr. Richardson decided to see if he could incorporate color into these warm season turf grasses. He began a study. He had four entries of early spring blooming bulbs that he incorporated into a stand of zoysia grass. And his objectives with this study were to see whether the bulbs could add color to the zoysia grass and whether they could persist. His work was featured in Hort Technology in April of 2015, shortly before I began my work with him. And in this study, as we can see on the x-axis where it shows year and on the y-axis the percent of planted blooms with bulbs, one entry performed well over that four-year period. It was Crocus thomasinianus ruby giant. So this study established a proof of concept, but was obviously limited in its entries, and the results led to our current research. So some of you may wonder exactly what a bulb is. It's simply an underground storage structure for a plant that will emerge and flower for a short period of time and then experience dormancy underground for the rest of the year. The interesting thing about bulbs is that some bulb species can naturalize in grassy areas, although we were not certain if they could in warm season turf grasses. So as we talk about bulbs and flowers, I would also, of course, like to mention pollinators. Pollinators simply move pollen from one part of a flower to another, causing fruit set, and pollination services produce food for human consumption. Pollinators require a diverse floral resources throughout the season to maintain health. They need flowers throughout the growing season, especially early in the season when there's a lack of nutrition sources. And we're probably all aware of pollinator decline over the past decade or so. There are many reasons for pollinator decline. I have some of them listed here. So all of these things led to our objectives with this study, which were to determine if early spring flowering bulbs can persist in warm season turf grasses and whether these flowers, or the flowers produced by the bulbs, could feed pollinators. So for our sites, the sites of our study, we used the University of Arkansas Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And I looked at 30 entries in this study. As we chose our entries, we were interested in two things mainly. Obviously, that they were early spring blooming bulbs, and that they had a short height, under 15 centimeters. We wanted the flowers and foliage to just be, a small distance above the canopy of the turf grass. Although 10 genera were represented in this study, We had over half of the bulbs that were either Crocus, Muscari, which you may know as grape hyacinth, Narcissus, which you may know as daffodil, and we used for our control Crocus thomasinianus ruby giant from Dr. Richardson's original study. So for our methods, the bulbs were incorporated into three distinct areas. They were Bermuda grass, buffalo grass, and a raised bed situation. I will not present data on the raised bed today, and really we just wanted to make sure that the bulbs were viable in Fayetteville with our raised bed. So our bulb planting date was November 19th and 20th of 2015, and the buffalo grass and Bermuda grass were maintained as lawns. Our plot sizes were 0.9 by 1.5 meters with 25 bulbs per plot. A template was used to mark the planting location. The holes were dug either by hand or with the aid of an auger attached to a drill, or with turf grass cup cutters, just depending on size of the bulb. And the bulbs were planted to a depth of 2 times the diameter of the bulb and then covered with loose soil. And here's an overview of our experimental areas. Riviera Bermuda grass is on the left and Cody buffalo grass is on the right. We chose these two warm season turf grasses because of their range of competitiveness. You know, Bermuda grass is just much more dense than buffalo grass. So for our data collection, we collected a wide range of data on foliage and flowering characteristics. But today I will just talk about bulb characteristics, such as dates of peak flowering and number of bulbs with flowers. I also collected data on pollinator activity. My pollinator activity counts were conducted when pollinators were present. I visually inspected each treatment for pollinator activity. Pollinators that foraged were counted. Pollinators that did not forage were not counted. And counts were taken in 1-minute increments. And I should say here that pollinators were classified as either honeybees, bumblebees, native bees, or other. Our experimental design was that the 3 planting sites were not replicated. They were analyzed independently. We used a randomized complete block design with 3 replicates per entry, and our data was analyzed by an analysis of variance. So here's our analysis of variance with effects of year, block, and entry on flowering characteristics of spring bulbs in Bermuda grass or buffalo grass. And as we can see, there was a year by entry interaction. Due to this, we analyzed the data by year, and I'll present 2017 results, because those really go to what we are looking at, which is persistence of these bulbs in the turf grass. So the next several tables will be set up basically like this. Flower production in Bermuda grass and buffalo grass. These are 2017 results. And although I had 30 entries in the study, obviously not all did well, so I will focus today on the top 12 of those 30 entries. And as we can see, we have the bulbs identified by scientific name and cultivar. We see peak flower day of year, and then bulbs or percent bulbs with flowers. We will look at narcissus first, or the daffodil. We can see that the daffodil had a very wide range of flowering times in Fayetteville, from as early as February 24th to as late as April 7th. And keep in mind that although that this is peak day of year, peak flower, so these were actually blooming before and after these times. Also, we see that with narcissus at the end of 2017, we had almost 90%, about 89% bulbs with flowers, down to 32%. And as we look at crocus, again in Bermuda grass, 2017 results, we can see that the crocus had a narrower range of peak flower time, even less than a month, from February 15th to March 10th. And we can also see that after 2 years in Bermuda grass, we had 57% bulbs with flowers down to 36%. Moving on to buffalo grass, again, set up the same way, 2017 results. Narcissus did very well in buffalo grass. We can see that, again, a long range of flowering times, late February through April. But in buffalo grass, what we should note is that we had up to 97% bulbs with flowers down to 52%. So we think that possibly the lack of or the less dense circumstances in the buffalo grass may be the reason for this. Moving on to crocus, again, a shorter range of flowering times, just about a month between February and March. Again, higher percentages of bulbs with flowers. And then we also saw muscari, or the grape hyacinth, that did very well in buffalo grass. Very short range of peak bloom time, just a week in March, with 84% and 77% bulbs with flowers at the end of 2017. So now we can look at some of the flowers. This is Narcissus Teaté in Bermuda grass and buffalo grass. So this bulb did the best. It was the top performer in each of our turf grasses. But what I want to point out is, although it's very pretty and very bright and colorful, which is something we were interested in, we wanted these flowers and this foliage to be under 15 centimeters in height. And so this one really did not fulfill that criteria. However, as we moved on to some of the crocus, this is Crocus flavus golden yellow, and this is the bulb that really demonstrated the longest flush of flowers for us for both years, 2 to 3 weeks. But this is a great illustration of the height that we were looking for. This is a great performer for us, Crocus chrysanthus cream beauty. And as you can see here, it's just above the canopy of the turf, and this is really what we were looking for. Another of our crocus. This was a very nice plant, Iris hysterioides. It was really one of my favorites, very beautiful, very low growing. And then muscari, or grape hyacinth. And as we look at pollinator visits in Bermuda grass, we only had 6 of our entries who received pollinator visits over the 2-year period. As we can see, they were crocus, muscari, and something called Iphian. Here we have a honeybee on muscari and a honeybee also on Crocus flavus golden yellow. As we look at pollinator visits in buffalo grass, though, we had 11 of our entries that received pollinator visits. Again, muscari, crocus, hyacinth, and Iphian. And so early in the season, normally you just see a lot of honeybee activity. As the temperatures, as it warmed up, other pollinators would make their appearance for their picture to be taken. And for my conclusions today, Narcissus, Crocus, and Muscari were able to compete with and persist in warm season turf grasses. Crocus, Muscari, and Iphian were the best early season nutrition sources for pollinators. And although Narcissus, or daffodil, demonstrated color and persisted well in our warm season turf grasses, I did not see any pollinator activity on daffodil or Narcissus. So with that, here are my acknowledgments. And I will conclude with a picture courtesy of Dr. Paul Johnson, who saw Dr. Richardson's work in hort technology and incorporated bulbs into his buffalo grass lawn in Logan, Utah. And as you can see, they are doing very well. I would also like to invite everybody to the poster session tomorrow night so I can tell you how nice it is to have clover in your Bermuda grass. So with that, I'll take any questions.
We have time for maybe 1 or 2 questions.
Okay. Yes. So irrigation, what did we do for irrigation after we planted the bulbs? In 2015, when we put the bulbs out, it was very dry and very warm, and so we did irrigate. We did not, as far as I remember, irrigate. We didn't have to after that, but we felt like it was important upon establishment that we needed to at least apply some irrigation. So, yes, sir. It is, absolutely. So the reason, of course, we wanted early spring blooming bulbs for color and for pollinator forage, but We also were looking for entries that would senesce quickly, and or not quickly, but in time for our mowing not to affect the bulbs, affect the nutrient storage. So, yes, that was what we were looking at.